two-part call on you anyhow.
Okay.
Jim will be the smoother over guy.
Oh, okay.
You can call on Jim for the aid.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready, clerk.
He'll be the guy that covers everything that I just threw. When he starts throwing darts at us, Jim will be the guy that covers it.
Are you ready, Pat?
You can, I have this one going.
Okay, I would like to call the April 12th Homer Township Board of Trustees meeting to order. 7 o'clock, or a little bit after 7, and we'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the clerk please call the roll?
Trustee Fien. Trustee Olford.
Present.
Trustee Cruzak.
Present.
Trustee Kalis.
Present.
Supervisor Myers.
Here. We have quorum.
Attorney Ceramic is with us.
Okay, we have quorum, and I'll begin with those signed in to speak, matters from the public. And the first person is Andrew Rodagero.
Good evening. Just wanted to come and reintroduce myself to everybody. Andrew Rodagero, president of Homer Athletic Club. Just wanted to come out tonight and thank the current administration. I've been president for the last 3 years, involved with HAC probably for about the last 8 to 10. Ken's been involved with HAC, both Kate and Don Melody as well. So we talked about it at our board meeting on Thursday. Just wanted to come out and thank the current administration for everything we've been able to accomplish out at the complex. It's definitely a work in progress, which we hope to continue with the new administration. But that was my main purpose, is to come out tonight and say thank you, and we appreciate it, and we know that we did get some projects done. Some got put on hold due to COVID, and it's really hard to see what gets done out there because it's a constant battle. It's a 25-year-old house, and as we're, every homeowner knows, there's always something, and there's always something else to do. So we look forward to continuing that with the new administration. But first and foremost, we'd like to thank you guys for your service and the things that we were able to get accomplished. We really appreciate it. So,
thank you. Thank you for your service, too, and volunteering. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Okay, next is Roy Adcock.
He's already shaking his head. He knows. How are we all doing? I'm Roy Adcock, one of the trustees from Lockport Heights Sanitary. Again, without you guys, those of us that are here from the sanitary district, and all the residents in our subdivision, I don't think there's not enough gratitude to go around thanking you guys for everything you've done. And I certainly hope that the new administration will continue on with all the projects that have to go on throughout our sanitary district. It's not over. We're done with the water, we've done with the sewer, and there's more work to be done. We had our engineer put together a little list of what we've done over the years. Close to almost $7 million worth of work has been done just in that one subdivision with your help. It's amazing what we've done. And if you look at it, drive down the streets, it looks like nothing was ever done. That's the best part, except the homeowners know it. So it's a great thing that we've done, and I want to, again, thank you to everybody for all the work you've done with us. Without you guys, it's not happening. So I don't know what else to say for that.
Thank you, Roy.
Thank you.
I know we got some stuff that we're going to be doing. There's some change orders to the new project, as always. We're having another change order. You guys don't have to worry about it. It's such a small amount, but we're going to directional bore, so we don't have to open cut along people's driveway and underneath their house, because sadly somebody put their house in a garage on top of a water main.
Yeah,
so we're going to directional bore, so we don't have to deal with that. Who would have thought? Would you put your house up? No, that's okay. But it's all these things that we're doing and improving. Bitten fire hydrants, the whole subdivision is going to be
totally now 100% fire hydrant. Still had fire protection in the entire subdivision. And now we move on to Deer Path, Forest Point. Just amazing what's happening over there. So it's just great for that. We're now starting on our sewer project, which is on your list tonight, for close to another $1 million project that'll be starting. It's just, it seems like it never ends. But we're on the list, so hopefully we can get that started as well. And again, we're just always moving. And on of course, then we have the other sore subject, which the elephant in the room is, and we don't want to talk about it. But on my end, not as a trustee, I'm going to take that hat and throw it somewhere else. I do hope that you guys tonight do decide to continue on with this lawsuit. However you guys decide to, I hope we do decide to keep, whatever the outcome was, is, does, we must continue to push forward with that. I don't want to see everything go that way. We need to keep the road district. Just my opinion, but we need to keep that. So I just want to end up with that. It shouldn't go, everybody paid for this. Homer Township was Homer Township long before Homer Glen came here. And Homer Township was there, and we all paid for it. Mm-hmm. So if they are going to, how do we say that, well, Homer Glen paid 20 years? They've only been in existence for 20 years. So to say, well, we paid for it, that doesn't fly in my book. Because we all was there. I was been in there for 30 years as a Homer Township resident. So whatever we do, if this board doesn't, the next group that comes in, we got to keep that fight up. It needs to stay together. That's all there's to it. It's all Homer Township. Not, this is mine, we want it. So that's the end of what I got to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Roy. Heather Glackler.
Or good evening, rather. Sorry, I have a serious mom brain, so I'm going to be a little bit more formal. I wrote all my stuff down. I'm addressing the board tonight on three matters affecting the Lockport Heights neighborhood. These matters are all somehow tonight's agenda. The first matter is regarding the CBD grant. I do ask that you guys approve this grant, for the application for the grant, rather. Every heavy rain and every long, steady rain results in sewage backup, flooding, and loss of property for at least the residents on 144th Place. Neighbors have complained of sewage water backing into bathtubs. The sanitary drains are overflowing. Some residents are able to wash laundry for at least until the next day after the rain stops. All this has been documented and pictures have been sent to Lockport Heights Sanitary District as well as the road district at some point in the last 2 years. This grant is paramount to addressing these concerns and will provide necessary relief for our neighborhood. The second matter I would like to address is the increased semi-truck traffic as a direct result of the Prologis Parkway Warehouse District, which we attended all those meetings. We brought these concerns to Lockport before its inception, and we were kind of glazed over at that point. Our neighborhood has been riddled with dangerous semi-truck truck traffic weekly since the warehouses started opening. For some reason, they think that they can get to Prologis Parkway, but we are a one-way in, one-way out neighborhood. We have begun documenting this and reporting it to Lockport and Homer Township. Our roads cannot accommodate these semi-trucks. It's a fact. This is a huge safety concern for us. We have no sidewalks. Kids ride their bikes in the street. Families walk their children in the street, walk their pets in the street. School buses load and unload children into the street, and their children walk home on the street to their houses. And now semi-trucks are just entering our no-outlet subdivision, only to discover that it is truly a no-outlet subdivision. They try to navigate our narrow roads to get out, damaging stop signs, culvert pipes, guardrails, and private property, while simultaneously blocking the streets to maneuver a 45-point turn. Some give up and back down Smith Road through the stoplight, the same stoplight that takes forever to turn green and is only green for a few moments at a time. The Lockport mayor has asked his colleague Ben, I forget his last name, to reach out to ProLive to get a nice sign put up at the front of our subdivision. We do currently have what has been referred to as a hillbilly sign that is about 4 feet by 8 feet wide, indicating big bold letters, no trucks. It doesn't work. The drivers don't follow these directions. They don't follow street signs. Something has to be done. I ask that the current board, as well as the incoming board, you know, keep that on the radar. This is a huge safety concern for our neighborhood. We have weekly trucks coming in and out, navigating our roads. The third concern I would like to address with the board is the road district. I understand that a summary judgment for a temporary restraining order was put into effect. I'm not sure of the outcome of that TRO. However, I want to know who's going to be responsible for maintaining our roads and plowing in the winter, whatever the outcome is. It's already hard enough to figure out who's responsible. I have to, you know, make several calls. Lockport tells us no. Homer tells us no, we're not dealing with it. And it's back and forth, back and forth. And finally, you know, through all the calling, I am able to get a resolution. And I do thank the board for that. I do want whoever is taking over the roads, regardless of the outcome, to put it in writing and make the residents aware of who they need to reach out to and what specific things that entity is responsible for. The culvert drains are an issue for us. I've personally made dozens of calls because the culvert drains on 144th Place simply do not drain the way that they should be. And that causes flooding, residential flooding, loss of property. So we do need clarity about who's going to be responsible for that when all of that happens. Lastly, I would really like to thank the current board for assisting me in navigating all of the ins and outs of the Homer Township, my neighborhood, the community. Over the last few years, I've really been an advocate for my neighborhood specifically, just because we don't really know, you know, who we need to report to. I appreciate all of the time that any of you have spoken with me. I know I've talked with Karen, who's not here today. I've talked with, spoke with you, Ms. Myers. And I appreciate all of the time that you guys have spent on the phone with me and helping me get through those issues. I do wish you the best in the future, and I look forward to trying to work with the new board to get some of these issues resolved, because I know some of these are new issues tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Excuse me if I get this wrong. Daniel, is it Moltz or Moltz?
Moltz.
Okay.
Right around the cat.
I wasn't sure if there was a cross on that, if it was an L or a T.
Yes.
That's okay.
I'm Daniel Moltz. I too live in the Lockport Heights subdivision. It's one of the second and third. Those for the CBD grant for our neighborhood to alleviate flooding issues. I'm newer to this community out here for about 10 years now, and I've invested a lot in my home, and every year the rainfall gets heavier and heavier. The flooding is more of a concern. I've taken days off of work to try to stop that water from getting into my home. It's cost me a lot of money. I've spoken with current members of the board. I spoke with Mike previously. I've spoken with you. Mm-hmm. I've worked with you guys. You've come and supported us and helped us. Some of those issues have been solved. From my understanding, this grant is going to help alleviate a lot of those issues in our neighborhood, and I know some of my neighbors and friends there have those same issues as well. So I just wanted to come out and, you know, show my face, my name, and just kind of ask that, you know, we do proceed with that if you wouldn't, you know, can vote to that. Also with the lawsuit and the township road district, again, I kind of consider us the redheaded stepchild of of suburbs here. So nobody really wants us, but they all help support us. And I just don't want to see us being forgotten. Again, we've had a lot of help from you guys. We appreciate that. I appreciate that. I know I've personally been at meetings with you pertaining to the semi-traffic. I've spoken with Mike personally about some other issues we've had in the neighborhood. And I just hope, again, with the new board that they continue that relationship with us, because we don't really have anyone in our neighborhood to kind of do these things for us, so we come together as a community or a few blocks and try to help out with that. Heather is my fiance. We've done a lot in that community in the last few years that no one else has ever done in there, So I'd like to see that continue. So again, I thank you guys for all your hard work and support, and hope we can continue with the new board.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tim Garecki?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Garecki. First off, as a private citizen, thank you for all your years of hard work. You know, you don't get the recognition. As a board member myself, you know, it's 95% complaints, and then every once in a while you get that gem of somebody saying thank you. So thank you. It's hard work. It's not glamorous, but you are the cogs that keep this entire community moving. So good luck in your next ventures, and hopefully the new board coming in sees the difficulties you actually experience just to try and get things done, to get funding, get financing, to have the roads taken care of, run the daily activities, do the senior citizen activities that really, there's just no benchmark. So you guys have to kind of invent your way along. So with that, I also want to close on the discussion of the road district. And remember, as effectively a lifelong resident of Homer Township, this is the people's money and the people's property. And to just turn it over without giving the entire population the ability to make that decision is not fair to the people of Homer Township. So however that resolution moves forward, I still believe it is the Homer Township property. If Homer Glen wants it, fair market value. But otherwise, it's Homer Township property. I'll put on my hat as a sanitary district member now and say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I wanted to have this big presentation when we wrapped up the water main project, but honestly, it has been a journey. Some of you board members are relatively new, but it has been a journey with Will County, where we started this as small piecemeal projects, and I'll take credit for this. I got laughed out of a Will County meeting because I said, give me a multi-year grant. Let me do this project cost effectively. And I was laughed out of the meeting, and then a mysterious project in Joliet took off the very next year that took up 4 years of CDBG grants. And it was a much needed project, but I started the ball rolling. The last few years, the county has reciprocated finally. We have water mains within the district now that are going to take us 21st century. We're talking another at least 70 years where we won't have problems within that district. We will have homeowners that for the first time have their own service line, shared by 2, 3, or 4 neighbors, but individual services. So we will be able to, and they're in the street. So no more backyard easements, no more having to worry about dogs. If there's a problem, we can address it from the street. So many of these things could not have been accomplished. I mean, we did this with tax dollars, but it was the grant money and it was the support of this board that really, really got these projects done. And as Trustee Adcock stated, there's still work to be done. The sanitary sewer has been on our agenda, but the county insisted we finish that water main project first. So this year, within the next couple of weeks, we can actually say that water main system is up and running in Lockport Heights, and it's going to be top notch and probably the best in the county right now. So with that, thank you very much. Good luck to you all.
Thank you. Thank you all, too, for your service. You're all volunteer on that board, and it's been, what, a 10-year phase project?
Actually, 2008 was the water main start.
So there you go.
Half a block at a time.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Hey, this is the end. We're at the end.
We got there, we're happy.
Yep, absolutely. And the residents, the quality of water, everything has been improved by that. So that's the most important thing. Thank you all. Christina Knightsky-Troicki.
Hi, I just want to thank you guys for your time on this board. I've had the pleasure of sitting on that board with you, many of you. And I know your dedication to this township, so I wanted to thank you and wish you guys the best of luck in your new endeavors. And I also have had the pleasure of sitting on this board with some of the incoming newly going to be elected officials, and I wish them the best of luck as well. I am just hoping and praying for the smoothest transition as possible for all of the residents of Homer Township. It would mean a lot for a very smooth transition.
Thank you. And Steve Ballage.
I just wanted to assure everybody that I have no intentions of stopping Lockport Heights sanitary project. Actually, I know a lot about it, and I've been around when it started, and I helped it out during the process, so I get it. It's not going to change. I'll be working on that real diligently. As far as the trucks, I have a plan, but I don't want to talk about it right now, how we can actually stop it. And I don't know if it'll work, but I mean, you know what I mean? You can never say it's going to work, but I sure think it will. But if you don't, you know, we try something different. But we will keep trying until we can achieve what we can do with the sports groups. We're going to work real good with you guys. We're going to work with everybody. And I recognize the fact that everybody that isn't unincorporated, the township is your government. It's not the city, it's just the township and the county. And so if we don't handle your lives properly, you got to be tar and feathery me. Come to my house and drag me out, you know, but I'm going to do my best, do a good job, and try to help everybody. And then the thing that I wanted to, you know, set up is I didn't call. I figured it was better just to come to the meeting and put it up to you guys. But I wanted to meet and do a transition so I can get the keys, the codes, the whole bit. And that would be up to you to tell me when, because I don't want to say a date. Obviously, if I have a meeting or something, I can't. But, I mean, I would go along, let you set the time and the date, and I'll try to make it. And if I can't, we can do a different date. But I'd like to see an orderly transition. And, you know, the election's over. Now it's time to go to work.
Sounds good. Your term begins May 17th, correct?
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. when you take your oath of office and right. everything will transition.
So if you want to give me this stuff prior to that, that's
no.
fine.
But we will do it on May 17th.
May
17th? Yep.
Okay, that's fine. Just want to make
yep.
sure.
No problem.
Thank you.
All right. That is everybody I have signed up to speak. And I just want to say thank you all very, very much, everybody. And there's no doubt in my mind and in this board and previous boards I've worked with, we've been very professional. We have a lot of integrity, and we have no other goal but to transition and to follow the laws and the rules, just like, well, I shouldn't say just like, but as it should be, because it wasn't so peaceful when we transitioned into my job. But we set the bar high. We will do that with integrity. Everybody here has been very honorable. We're in the middle of our audit right now, and you will see that everything is up to snuff and in much better shape than when I started and many of these. We are trying to bring an end to some of these projects. As you know, the grant is one of them and some of the other things. We're memorializing the issues that we've been made aware of with the trucks and things, hoping to, again, have a smooth transition so that the new board members can pick up where we left off and be able to resume some of the activities. Projects like the paved bus, which I know everybody says it takes forever. You know, I think you'll learn that if you're going to follow the transparency and the rules of the government, and you'd like things to happen very quickly, but they don't happen very quickly. And we're also dealing with governmental entities. So we are near the end of the agreement with PACE to get the bus for the senior and the special needs. We gave them a deposit. Because of COVID, their offices were closed and they sent us back our deposit check. They have been the reason that this has been delayed. So as soon as they get their self together, the next course for this upcoming board will be to create a job descriptions, hire people, and get moving. So we've done most of the groundwork, and we hope you will see that through as other projects. And we have tried to reach out to the community. We've gone to referenda on questions and issues when there was disagreement amongst our residents, and people have spoken, and hopefully we've tried to follow it, and you will follow what the public has asked for in our community as well. Wishing all of you the best. I have a very good, clear conscience and held my head high. I've had the honor of serving the residents of this community as an elected official since 2001. I was a trustee here for 2 terms, and I've been your supervisor for 3. And it has been my honor. And I've met wonderful people. We don't always agree, but this is the forum to bring your issues, your concerns, and hopefully together as a community we'll get things done. And we have accomplished a lot. And I think when you are in office for a long time, you don't even remember all the things that you accomplish. You don't keep a list. I didn't. I never kept a list of all the things that I did. But when I look over minutes, old stuff, especially as people are FOIAing and stuff, I say, wow, we really did get a lot done. And I wish that same for all this incoming board and more boards to come, that our community will continue as wonderful as it is. You know, we get lost in what we have. You know, we have to remember, you know, the cup is half full. It's not half empty. Sometimes we have to be reminded of that. This is a very, very desirable area to live. We've had the good fortune, I've had the good fortune of raising 2 children here. Very low crime, very good schools, amenities that I'll tell you a lot of other communities and townships do not have. I've been to them myself. I've looked at little tot lots that were, you know, falling apart, and that was the big town park, you know. So let us just try to always remember the good that we do have here. Let's build upon it. And again, I want to thank all of you because it has been my honor to serve you. Does anybody else have anything to say since we're on this thank you and whatever as a board?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay, thank you all very much. Let's resume the business of the meeting. We'll go on to the accounting. You've been presented with your March 2021 accounts payables and receivables. And I would call for a motion.
So moved.
Second.
A motion to approve those accounts payable and receivable by Kruzek. And was it Olford? Second?
It was.
Okay. Is there any discussion on the motion? Nope. Hearing none, will the clerk call the roll, please?
Trustee Kalis?
Yes.
Trustee Kruzek?
Yes.
Supervisor Myers?
Yes.
Trustee Feehan?
Yes.
Trustee Olford?
Yes.
Motion carries. Regarding the line item transfer last month that was tabled, Highway Commissioner DeVivo has submitted a letter to the board rescinding his request for the transfer and indicating that he voided the checks regarding that. So there is no action required on that tabling from last month. We also have a request for funding contributions. We received our annual request from the Northern Will County Special Recreation Association for the annual funding assistance that they for providing services to the township residents. And I would call for a motion to approve that request.
I'll take that motion.
We have a motion by Olford.
I'll second.
I have a second by Kalis. Will the clerk call the roll, please?
Trustee Feehan?
Yes.
Trustee Olford?
Yes.
Supervisor Myers?
Yes.
Trustee Kalis?
Yes.
Trustee Kruzek?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion carries. Mike is not going to be here this evening. He emailed me right before the meeting, and I don't know. I was not aware of any action items coming from the commissioner. Okay. Karen is not able to be with us this evening, and she has no action items. This brings us on to Clerk Kathy Kruzak's report.
Your FOIA tracker report is enclosed for March 2021. I'm also looking for a motion to approve the March 8th, 2021 regular board meeting minutes.
So moved.
We have a motion. Motion by Kruzak. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Second by Kalis to approve the March 8th regular board meeting minutes. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries.
Okay, I also have your March 31st, 2021 special board meeting minutes. I'm looking for a motion to approve with or without release.
No, no.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. Yeah. A motion, just a motion to approve.
So moved.
I will second. So we have a motion by Kruzak, second by Myers, to approve the special board meeting minutes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries.
Okay, now the March 8th, 2021 closed meeting minutes to release or withhold.
I will make a motion to withhold.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion by Kruzak, second by Kalis to... okay, so we got to back up a little bit. We need to approve or not and withhold or not. So these minutes have not yet been approved. So you're going to have
correct.
To make a motion to
motion
approve,
to approve or withhold
without release.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so for clarification, the motion is?
To approve without release.
Okay. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries.
All right, the semi-annual review of unreleased minutes. I'm presenting three sets of minutes. The first set would be September 14th, 2020, previously approved closed meeting minutes to release or withhold, already approved.
I will make a motion to withhold September 14th, 2020, January 14th, 2019, and February 11th, 2019 to withhold.
Motion by Kruzak. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second by Alford. Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor of withholding those aforementioned minutes, September 14th, January 14th, 2019, February 11th, 2019, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion carries.
And that concludes my report.
Thank you. All right, we'll move on to the supervisor's report and go right to the CDBG program. This is a cooperative agreement between Homer Township, the Lockport Heights Sanitary District, and Will County. I say 10-year phase, but again, that was the original goal. It was 10 phases, and the project is now approaching an end. I think it's a matter of days, right, guys?
Yeah, so we're about... So the north end of 135th is pressure testing. I passed that, so basically chlorination and then approval from EPA for that end. They're halfway through the other half of the block, and then by the end of the week, we'll be able to tie in 135th and 136th, completing the loop. And then the system will be completed.
And then we'll start putting in all new service lines. It will be done.
Right.
Wonderful. And basically that was a part of the change order that you were talking about is that you guys are going to...
We had a directional board.
Yeah.
And that was it. That was gonna, we are going to... The grant was to do that, and the district, because of what we had left over, the grant was only going to do the water main to the...
Yep.
We are going to go all the way up to the houses so that we can finish that whole area.
So that'll be...
Service lines, meters.
Everything will be done.
That was done in additional. We got through with the county. They had no issues. So we are completing that whole thing with the rest of the money we had left over and just spend
great.
It all.
Yep. Well, that's wonderful.
One of the reasons.
Spend it like a drunken sailor.
Over the years, we were told by the residents and by the former engineers that these service lines were all copper. What we've discovered in the excavation is actually that there is a mixture of copper and the black poly. So for that reason, we're just obligated. We've done everyone else's. We're gonna replace those lines and make sure that the system is rock solid for everyone. So
and move the V boxes out of their driveway.
That's,
somebody had an idea.
Yeah.
Put them in the driveway.
Yeah. No, that's great. It's a great project and really going to make a big difference.
Didn't mean to interrupt while you were
No, talking. No, no.
I'm
that's
sorry.
Good. So going on, we're moving on to the next phase, or another phase of the Lockport Heights Sanitary District projects. And they have submitted to us a request for support in submitting the 2021 CDBG grant application, and this would be to fund a sanitary mainline replacement project. The project is necessary to address the undersized, blocked, and backing up lines. I didn't want to get into all the details. And as mentioned earlier, that is contributing during heavy rains to excessive flooding in the community. The engineering recommendations, the projected scope of work, and the estimated cost is $920,344.44, and those have all been submitted. And at this time, I would call for a motion to approve the proposal and to direct the township supervisor to move forward with the CDBG application.
I'll make that motion.
We have a motion by Alford. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
A second by Kalis. Is there any discussion on this motion? Hearing none, will the clerk call the roll, please?
Supervisor Myers?
Yes.
Trustee Kalis?
Yes.
Trustee Cruzek?
Yes.
Trustee Fian?
Yes.
Trustee Alford?
Yes.
Motion carries. And thank you, gentlemen, and wish us all good luck with this grant application. It's a lot of money, and it's competitive. So hopefully you'll get the funding that you need, and we'll get this next phase of the project done.
Thank you.
Just as kind of a matter of housekeeping, because as I understand this, this is a part of the Supervisor of General Assistance project, but I always like to memorialize any decision making. We've received a Will County Center for Community Concerns I call them MOU, a Memorandum of Understanding. We do this generally every year. And it's a partnership in providing assistance and services to the low and moderate income households of the community, while each entity continues with their individual responsibilities in providing the services they're responsible for. They will cooperate making referrals between the entities on behalf of persons needing assistance with utility payments, housing, and other basic needs. We've had a very good relationship with this organization, and while we each have our statutory responsibilities, we are able to work with each other and provide for gaps in services and whatnot. And so I just wanted to let you know that as the Supervisor of General Assistance, I will renew and execute the Memorandum of Understanding with the consensus of the Township Board. Is anybody object to the renewal of the MOU? Hearing none, consider it done. And then just moving on to our capital improvements. So basically, last year, the Township Board approved part of our capital improvements, where we've set aside reserves and money to try and maintain the people's infrastructure for their buildings and what have you. At that time, we approved the replacement of two of the original from 1991 commercial grade air conditioning units in the administration center, and then COVID broke out, and it's just been on hold ever since then. We've been contacted by the contractor just really this last week, and materials are now starting to become available, and the weather conditions would be conducive to do that. So the contractor is looking at scheduling the work, but he also indicated that as is apparently common with many materials, since COVID, prices may have gone up. So hopefully we'll get an update by our next meeting next month and figure out whether or not it needs to be reevaluated, or, as I said, it was already approved at one point. Regarding senior housing, as I always report to you monthly, all the units continue to be occupied. The rental payments are up to date, and all the lease agreements are current. Regarding Morris Park, many of you attended the special meeting in the open house. Went very well. We have requested additional community input. There is an electronic survey that's been updated, presenting new options for playground equipment and whatnot. And I believe that that will still be available until the 14th. Today's the 12th. So if you get a chance, go on our websites, the village, the city. They've all put them on their Facebook and websites as well. The more input that, you know, they get, the better we can design and, you know, get the master plan developed. And then when that is completed, we'll get updated information to share. Regarding the town center baseball field safety netting. So we have received a proposal for repair from National Sports Net. And the repair proposal is in the amount of $6,740, and I'm calling for a motion.
I'll make that motion.
To approve the...
To approve the proposal for $6,740.
I have a motion by Kalis. Do I hear a second?
And I'll second.
A second by Kruzak. Any discussion on the motion?
Yeah, what's included in that? I know I read it somewhere, but what is... Are they replacing the poles and the netting and everything?
No. This is strictly to repair the support posts that are loose and to do some repairs, I believe, on the netting.
This seems to be an ongoing problem. I'm just not sure that we should put $7,000 into something and have it not be done right.
Well, I understand, and it has been kind of an ongoing project.
Personal experience with netting, it deteriorates. Some of it you get 10 years, some of it you get 5 years, and it really just depends on how bad the weather is. Frost, we had some very cold weather this year. Mm-hmm. You know, having the batting cages, my batting cages are replaced to $28,000 every time I got to do that, so... I know there's costs that incurs in when you have netting.
Well, it's not just the netting. The poles aren't straight. They're bending. They're breaking. They weld them up, and the welds break. And we seem to do this every 2 or 3 years.
I think you're right, Trustee Fionn. I think to kind of go back to the original project, the enlarged safety netting was done using the existing structural support posts, really from a funding perspective. And, you know, we do have high school people playing on that field. The netting that was there was not large enough to protect the public out. So I think... It was an opportunity from the contractor, felt that they could, you know, enhance the poles that were there, get some more life out of the, as you brought out, 25-year-old structures. I think this is going to be probably something, and that will be up to, you know, you guys from the sports clubs and stuff to bring to the board in the future. But like the other things that scoreboards, all the things that we've been little by little trying to save money and capital reserves to do, this is probably something that's going to have to happen in the future. My opinion is that these structural posts, they need to be stabilized because they are a safety concern. And as I understand it, the larger guys in that work on the field or that play on the field won't be out there right away, but they will be in the near future. So it's unfortunate, but, you know, we do get very, very heavy weather conditions for all of these amenities that are sitting out in the open. You know, the towers, you name it. I mean, this stuff is, the roofing shingles go, no matter how expensive we get, you know, high wind load stuff. Netting has calls in it almost every year. There's just no way to get around it. So,
just to be clear, there's not any damage to the poles themselves. So since they've been repaired, there were additional supports added, a couple of those supports at the well.
The poles aren't big enough.
Well, I mean, you're talking about a $30,000 fix versus fixing what we can fix and what we have there. The cable around the top, which is connected to the pole, is what the problem is, and that's just merely because it's up all winter and can't sustain being frozen and...
The weather conditions.
There's netting at the golf course on 171. It's been there for 20 years. Those poles have been there. They're as straight as the day they were put in. They were done right. Those poles are not big enough. They're not a big enough diameter.
I didn't put the poles in. None of us were around when those poles were in. The cards we were dealt.
I agree.
We had the same conversation with you in particular every time we have an issue. I don't know how else to explain it to you without having a blank check. We're trying to do the best we can, period.
Okay, I'm gonna call us back into order here.
Yes, please.
So we have a motion and we have a second. I do appreciate and understand your comments, Trustee Peon. It is frustrating, but again, we just don't have the funds to do everything new and the right way sometimes, you know? And then when we do everything new and the right way, then we face criticism because we spend too much money to do it that way. So, you know, there's no easy answer. I do agree with you. At some point in the future, it probably does need to be taken down and constructed by today's standards correctly through permitting, with wind loads, with all those things that need to be done. But we have a motion, we have a second, and if there is no further discussion, will the clerk call the roll, please?
Trustee Kalis?
Yes.
Supervisor Myers?
Yes.
Trustee Kruzek?
Yes.
Trustee Fian?
No.
Trustee Ilford?
Yes.
Motion carries. All right, and as I mentioned earlier, as required by statute, the township is embarking upon its annual audit, and we also are working on a tentative budget. And that concludes my report. We'll go on to the township committees and liaison reports, beginning with events chairman John Kruzek.
In front of me, I have two letters of resignation to the community and special events committee that I would like to submit effective immediately. One is from myself as the chairman of the committee, and one is for Kathy Kruzek. And these will be handed over to the clerk now. And that will conclude my report.
Thank you. Open space planning and operations.
No report.
Parks and Rec?
No report.
Senior citizens and special needs?
No report.
And we have no report from Karen. She's not here. And going on to new business, many of which have spoke eloquently during our public input, we do have the complaints from the residents regarding the safety issues and the semi-traffic trucks going through. I know, Heather, we've discussed that this is a good place to start. I only learned of this by upon a Facebook post. And really, I would just ask everybody, please, please do not register your complaints with your government, village, city, township on Facebook and expect that we are in every place and we see everything. You know, we have websites, we have emails, we have phones. You know, if you have issues, please contact these entities directly. You know, posting on Facebook about something isn't enough. And so, also, we wanted to memorialize because we know we're moving into a transition period, but also we have been working with the city, with the highway department, and it is a difficult situation. The semi-truck traffic has been a difficult situation, no matter what subdivision. It's particularly scary over there because your roads are just not set up for this at all, that kind of a large vehicle like that. But it's scary everywhere. And so there is no easy answer. However, the city of Lockport has been very good about having law enforcement and, you know, trying to patrol the roads as much as you can. But, you know, it can never happen 24/7. So our goal here is to document some of the things and pictures you've provided to us, which we've set up a folder and a file. And we will continue to speak to all entities and hopefully working together. And yes, the new sign is going to be great, you know, although it is a very obvious sign. And so, you know, it's not because people couldn't see the sign, you know. But there's problems with GPS, there's all kinds of issues, and I think that's great. Ben Benson is the village manager, and we talked about this before, that getting Prologis involved, because, you know, they do, you know, I know everybody, you know, bad warehouse, bad business, whatever. They do care, and they do want to be good neighbors as well. So hopefully this is a start of the end of the problems. So let's go on to, I have nothing for old business. Nope. I'm not aware that we have a need to go into executive session.
Nope.
So with that being said, we can go right on to a call for a motion for adjournment.
I'll make that motion. Don't take mine away from me, right? Don't take it away from me, fella. I got one more meeting left.
We have a motion by Kruzek and a second by Alford. Do you have a point of order?
I was just thinking we were going to hear about what was the outcome of the law.
No.
Are we going to hear what the township's going to rule on? How are you guys going to be?
No, that matter is not on this agenda.
No.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. All those in favor of adjourning at, it is 7:52, 53?
Yeah, something like that.
Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.
No, let me come back.